This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on my show was back of June of this year. We're talking about no other than Dainovation Technologies, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DVNCF. If you're up there in Canada, look them up. They're on the CSE. You can find them under the ticker symbol DVN.CN. With us today is the CEO and president. Going to bring us up to speed, Mr. John Ricci. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed the last time, and I'm glad you had me back. So lots to discuss.
I think congratulations is in order. I think you guys put out a press release around October the 4th or the 1st. You guys uplisted on the OTCQB, so congratulations on that.
Thank you very much for that.
Before we get started on the show here, give my listeners, if you would, just a little bit of a history of who you guys are and what you do.
Great. So Dainovation Technologies Corp, we're a software company. We design and engineer our own hardware to software. We're in the digital smart label playground. So we digitize pricing, promo, and advertising information at the shop, whether it be grocery stores, non-food retail, various vertical markets that we're working with right now, and exciting times for us, exciting times for sure.
I want to know if you could give us an update since the last time you've been on the show, which has been a little while since June. What have you guys been doing in the marketplace?
So we work really hard. So we're happy to announce, I can't name names, but it'll be press released in the next week or so. But we signed some major deals with retailers both in Canada and the U.S. in various markets. We continue to make grounds. We don't just do pilots anymore. We're doing first store activations, many in Canada, many in the U.S., and we have noticed there's an appetite for these same retailers, our customer base, to start talking rollouts in 2022. So we're well on our way to be having a real busy 2022 with a lot of multi-store location activations with specific retailers.
You know, when the first time you came on the show, which is about three shows ago, I was really impressed with your technology. That being said, tell us about the technology. What's the current state of paper labeling? And what is exactly digital smart labels?
Great. So digital smart labels, little electronic devices, e-ink, little circuit board in the back. It retrieves information, pricing, promos through base stations that are directed from servers offsite. So a grocery store can have a head office and control 100 or 200 locations at the click of a keystroke, change pricing, promo in real time, or advertising in a matter of seconds. So that's basically it in a nutshell. We have a lot of great things happening. We design and engineer our own hardware and software. We're the only DSL company in North America that's grounded and founded here. So we feel we have a really good advantage, and I have a legacy business that I've had for 30 years, and I know retail very well. But the designing and being able to pivot our software for specific applications, we're more than a one-dimensional company. We don't just hit a ticket and just replace paper with digital. We're looking at consumer and customer engagement features, revenue-generating features with our system as a tool to engage brands at the shelf with retailers. All-encompassing, we have some exciting software coming out in the next few months that are really going to wow the marketplace and really give retailers something to, you know, keep their customers in their stores longer, for example, and help stimulate their buys and increase sales where it matters most.
You know, if I was listening to this interview and I was thinking about buying your stock, one of the questions I would want to ask you is, one, how big is the market? And two, how do you guys really make your money?
Right. So the market's massive. We in our early presentation, we talked about a $5 billion market, and that was just talking about food retailers and non-food retailers, but our vertical markets in healthcare and DC's warehouses, office furniture manufacturing companies, military bases, animal shelters, et cetera. It's a massive market. Anywhere where you can engage a customer or a consumer where relevant promos or information or pricing in real time would be an advantage to that specific marketplace. Our pass model, so it's a subscription. So you sign up, you have a store, you'll pay X dollars per month for the contract. That includes hardware and software. As we add software features, obviously there'll be additional cost, but we're going to provide, for every dollar a customer would spend in software, we're going to provide them $10 in value of what you're going to get for that software. So it'd be an ongoing program. We have some exciting features coming out, like really like game changers in the marketplace. Paper, there's a picture on one of my presentation decks showing a person putting a piece of paper in a peg hook on a shelf. And I tell it, listen to me, that picture could have been taken this morning, yesterday, last week, or 30 years ago. And the, right. And the fact, nothing has changed in terms of how you price in stores. I mean, it's still a world of stickies and perfed paper, et cetera, et cetera. Now, one of the things we're doing is, obviously, there's a labor savings, operational efficiencies. But what we're noticing right now is there's a real dwindling labor force happening across the board. I've done some traveling in Canada recently, and there's a lot of places that are closed or have limited hours because they don't have.
Right.
And there's a shortage of employees across the board in specific industries. Digital Smart Labels fits in nicely where you can maintain your pricing strategy, make sure that you're current and up to date and you're offering your customers competitive pricing and you're being a competitive retailer yourself, withstanding some competition, et cetera. But it's a great way in this day and age to maintain your pricing strategy in your stores.
Let me ask you this, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what is your best guesstimate where we're at on the paper labels versus your digital labels, and where are we at percentage-wise of gaining that? I don't understand why not everybody's signing up for your program. I mean, if I own a store and you said, hey, Ev, here you are with the white paper labels. I got this whole digital program that's going to streamline the whole process of price changing, where we're at in inventory, the whole nine yards. I go, sign me up. Why hasn't that happened? I don't get it.
Well, it is going to happen. So firstly, we're talking about a 5% adoption rate in North America, which is really low. Mm-hmm. Secondly, interest from initial contact with a customer to a pilot or first store a year and a half ago was about 8 to 10 months. Then it went to 3 to 6 months. Now, we recently, as a few months ago, a couple months ago, signed up a customer. The initial meeting to signing a contract with us was a week and a half. So you are getting some real educated customers that we're seeing and retailers. We're doing a real good job marketing our product. Price point has come down, like labor's going up. So we're showing a very competitive system. We're showing, a positive ROI when we do an ROI analysis. We're doing a lot of work behind the scenes, but it's just not something that's going to happen overnight. I mean, these big corporations need to sign offs and approvals, and everybody has to buy in. We have operations and IT and marketing and visual merchandising people all involved in the system early on. So it takes a lot of people to get their heads around it, but we've simplified the system. It's really easy to operate. We can scale up. We have a do-it-yourself kit, so we're ready for the big wave, and we know it's coming. I mean, it makes too much sense for
it. It does to me. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I agree with you. Let me ask you this. John, what excites you the most about your company's future and moving forward?
Two things. So we engineer and design our own software and hardware. So that's exciting because I've got really, really good people on board. And the second thing is the massive market. We're not just in grocery stores. We're addressing pain points. We have customers coming to us. They know of digital smart labels, and they kind of figure something that we could possibly look at. Here is my issue. Here are my pain points. Is this something that your system can solve for us? And usually it is. So we're opening up other vertical markets. We're really excited about that. And just the fact that, you know, our software is going places. We signed a big software deal recently with a big retailer. We're really proud of that. And, you know, we hit everything on the mark for them in a short period of time. That'll be announced soon. And, you know, it's things like that that just, you know, make us excited to go to work in the morning. And, you know, the reception we're getting from new customers and potential customers, you know, the feedback from our sales team and our tech team, and all the good things that we're working on. So it's exciting times for sure.
John, we got about 40 seconds left here in the show, and I got two questions for you. My first one is, where can people find more information? They're listening to the show. They own a business. How can they find out about you?
Dainnovation.com or 21 Roy Bridge Gate in Vaughan, Ontario, 7 and 27 area. I welcome investor visits. We have a showroom that's live. We can do demos. We can show you all the newest and greatest things that we're working on. We're everywhere. So Dainnovation.com for, you know, what's the latest and greatest in our world.
And the last question is, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
One thing I can say, we're a very driven company. You know, we're not perfect, but we work real hard. You know, we're a commercialized business. We're not a theory. We're not a hope to be. We have customers, and we're getting more customers. But everybody works really hard during the week and on weekends, trust me, to keep things moving along. We have a dedicated, highly intelligent team of professionals that I'm really proud to work with. We collaborate, and, you know, we think outside of the box. I just think we're a real good company. And when you work with Dainnovation North America, we give you one thing that nobody else could offer you in this marketplace, and that's home field advantage. And I like saying that because it's true. We give you home field advantage when you work with us.
John, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Only thing I ask, buddy, is that I don't have to wait another 5 or 6 months for you to come back on. Hopefully you'll come back on in the next 40 to 60 days. I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Take care.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.